I'm Carrie Bringhurst in the Utah Public Radio studios. Joining me is Dave Greiling with the Ogden Standard Examiner. Good morning to you, Dave.
Good morning, Carrie.
We've been following a story that you've been following, one that involves the digging of a hole in the yard of a duplex in Roy. Police have spent the past couple of days there. What are they looking for?
Well, they're not being real specific, but they have said they're looking essentially for evidence in the case of a latent man who's been missing since last May.
Do we know about this man and any of the circumstances surrounding his missing?
Well, he came to Utah from California, and he'd been here for a little while and kept in pretty close contact with his family. And all of a sudden, he stopped answering phone calls and texts and whatnot. So they reported him missing. Since then, there hasn't really been a lot, at least publicly, said about the case until they did start digging at this duplex day before yesterday.
Now, neighbors say that they saw the police in the backyard.
Right. There apparently has been several instances where police have been at the home once several months ago where apparently someone was arrested, but police aren't talking about who may have lived there or what that individual's connection might be to the man that's missing.
Okay, well, we'll continue to follow this story. Also in the Standard Examiner, details about the ramp tax. The advisory board is making recommendations of how to use this money, one that could include a new ice rink and a multi-sport practice facility at the Weber County Ice Sheet.
That's right. The ice sheet is asking totally for about $2 million in ramp money, and they would add a rink as well as a multi-sport practice facility in a building that would be built next to the current facility.
Now explain to us what the ramp money, where it comes from, and how it's supposed to be used.
Well, ramp stands for Recreation, Arts, Museum, and Parks, and it's a tax that voters approved in 2004. And the money that's generated by that tax goes to support those various interests.
Now, Weber County is not the only entity that is trying to get money from ramp.
No, there are several cities have requested what they call major grant funds, and those are all still in the process of being considered. And then there's some smaller grants in the arts and parks area, too.
In other news regarding education, this in the Davis County School District, which already has four year-round schools, they're possibly going to consider making a fifth elementary school year-round.
Right. It looks pretty certain that one of the schools in Woods Cross will be year-round. It's only been open, I believe this is its second year, and it's already over capacity, both in the number of students and the full-time equivalent students that it's handling.
And they'll be meeting tonight to discuss that?
Yeah, there's a meeting with parents tonight to talk about what it would mean for the school and for the students.
There's also a plan by Ogden City that has to do with education, this time regarding the higher education potential for high school students there. They're considering putting money into a scholarship?
Right. They would use water bills, basically, or funding from water bills, and essentially round up a water bill to the next highest dollar and use that extra money to fund scholarships for anybody that graduated from an Ogden City high school.
Now, is this something every resident would be required to pay into?
Well, they're leaning toward what they call an opt-out program, which means you would automatically be in the program unless you take a specific action to say, take me out of it.
Do we know how much money this could bring in for those scholarships?
Well, they're estimating with an opt-out program they'd raise about $112,000 annually. If it's an opt-in program where you have to volunteer to join it, essentially, the money would be quite a bit less, a little bit over $20,000.
And if they decide to do this program, apparently the scholarships would be available to every student who graduates from high school in within the Ogden area.
Yeah, well, not the Ogden area, the Ogden City School District.
Right. All right. Well, details about this and the other stories we've discussed can be found in the Ogden Standard Examiner. Details at our website, upr.org. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Carrie.